Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm going to be your host and producer this evening, Logan Landers, and joining me to talk some NFL Week 8 game previews between the Atlanta Falcons and the Tennessee Titans is Mr. Football, Vincent Center. How are you doing this evening, sir?
Hey, Logan. How you doing?
I am doing fantastic, sir. Ready to talk about the Atlanta Falcons, of course, and see what they can do this upcoming weekend against the lowly Tennessee Titans, a team who I thought was going to be a little bit better, but we'll get into that in just a moment. If you enjoy the episode first, everyone, please go out there, like, comment, share, and subscribe on Facebook or on YouTube. Each and every single week, we put dozens of videos up. Also, our podcast, well, anywhere you enjoy listening to your shows, like Spotify or Apple Podcasts or anywhere else, you can find us under the same banner, 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio. Let's talk about these Atlanta Falcons. Currently 4-3 on the year, sitting in first place in the NFC South, coming off a close win, but a win nonetheless against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last week. Game-winning field goal by Younghoe Koo sealed that one for Atlanta. Now, when you look at this team, obviously Desmond Ridder, starting quarterback, we all know what he's been about. 6 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, been sacked 20 times, but he's thrown the ball for a 65% completion percentage. And over 1,600 yards on the year. And as we mentioned, it's the growing pains, Vincent. That's what we see, pretty much every week with Desmond Ridder. The other week it was, 3 fumbles. So that was a new one for me watching that game. Just that many fumbles from one person, let alone a quarterback. So that was a tough one to watch. But nonetheless, they got the win in that one. Running game, it's supposed to be Bijan Robinson. He didn't play much last week. I believe he had, maybe 1-2 snaps. Just seemed like he had a headache or just something wasn't feeling right. So he didn't get a whole lot of work last week. But he's still obviously your top running back with Tyler Allgeier right behind him. And we saw Cordero Patterson get some work in a little bit last week as well. Now, we know that, obviously first off in the early part of the season, the running game was kind of the bread and butter for Atlanta. It's been a little bit better here lately, but still not as strong as it once was in the early portion of the year. Wide receivers, of course, Drake London, he's been doing better. He's been getting a lot more targets. He's got 383 yards, the young man does, on 32 catches. Behind him, Jonnu Smith, 309 in terms of yardage. And Kyle Pitts closing in on 300 for the season. The defense, that's where the Falcons have been the strongest this year. Is their defense. Of course, Jesse Bates leading your team, 45 tackles. Caden Ellis right behind him, tied for first, actually, with 45. And then you've got Nate Landman and Richie Grant. Both those guys got 43. In terms of sacks, David Onyemata leading your team with 2.5. They've got 13 on the year. Passes defended, looking, of course, at A.J. Terrell on his island out there. He's doing well. 5 passes defended, along with D. Alford. He's got 5. And interceptions, leading your team is Jesse Bates with 3, and Richie Grant getting the only other one with 1 on the year. So the Falcons, it was an ugly win last week, Vincent, but they did get the win nonetheless. Give me your thoughts on this Atlanta team coming into this matchup against the Titans this upcoming Sunday.
I'm going to say this, Logan. The Atlanta Falcons have a very seriously fickle fan base.
Yes, they do.
I'm going to say this. Arthur Smith is from the same hometown I'm from, Memphis, Tennessee. We all know his famous father is Fred Smith, CEO of the FedEx Corporation. It's been a very big player as far as the delivery business. Yep. Arthur Smith took over an organization that had to go through a major rebuild problem in 2 years. He said in his third year that by time this year, he will have the Atlanta Falcons in first place. As we look at it, as today, the Falcons are in first place, correct?
They are
top of the NFC South. What amazes me is that you have pundits in this town from other stations. I don't want to put your name out there. That you're still not satisfied. You always got to find something negative. Desmond Ridder, of course, he leads the league in turnovers. That's no question about it, I believe. But at the end of the day, the Falcons are winning. If you know anything about the National Football League, it's not for long. It's hard to come get wins in this league. The offense has played at a high level under Dez from really the last 2 weeks. I think the young man is going to be able to change his turnover problems. He's a guy that's still learning on the job. He didn't play in no games last year to the end. He didn't play in preseason. So he's still learning. But what's impressive through all and how poorly he's played at certain times in the game, and of course last week he had 3 turnovers. I get that. The Falcons still won the football game. They're still playing defense at a high level. So I would hate to see if they wasn't in first place, then every one of y'all, you pundits, who cover the Falcons and want Arthur Smith's job. The man promised y'all in 2 years, where would he have the Falcons? Case in point, Logan, can you answer my question one more time? Where are the Falcons are of today?
Well, they are currently in first place, Mr. Turner.
Let's move on. Thank you.
All right. Let's talk about these Tennessee Titans. Honestly, Vince, of the team, I thought that on paper would be a lot better than where they're at right now. Currently sitting at 2-4 on the year, 4th place in the AFC South. And they're going to have a little bit of a struggle this week because it does not appear that Ryan Tannehill is going to play. Their veteran quarterback who hasn't had a good year overall. Instead, you're going to be putting Will Levis out there, who will be starting his very first game. So that is just a lot of nerves for that young man. And we've talked about how good the Falcons defense has been. So best of luck to Will Levis in his first career start this upcoming weekend. Hope you've been watching some film, my friend. Of course, we know he used to go to the University of Kentucky with the Wildcats. So we'll see how he goes. Rest of the team, though, Vincent, Derrick Henry. The King, as everyone's called him over the past few years, 424 yards and 98 carries. He's only got 3 touchdowns on the year. He's having a down year so far, Vincent, only 4.3 yards per average. I mean, that's not what we're used to, but we did know he did come off an injury last year coming into this year. It does appear that through 6 games this year, that it has hampered him so far. Also on your team, you've got DeAndre Hopkins, who I think a lot of people kind of forgot was in Tennessee just based on how their record's been this year. He is obviously your leading receiver, though, 376 yards on the year for him on 27 catches, but he hasn't gotten in the end zone. None. No touchdowns at all. They've only gotten 3 receiving touchdowns on the season. So offense definitely hard to come by when you look at this Tennessee Titans team. Oh, they're only getting a little bit over 200 yards passing on the year and just a little bit over 100 on the running game. So they are just really struggling on the offensive side of the ball. Their last few games, they've only gotten 16 points on the board, back-to-back losses to the Ravens and to the Colts. They've only scored a team-high 27 points this year. That's happened only twice. So Titans offense, they got to get something together. I don't know if that's going to be the case this week with a brand-new quarterback in his very first game. It would have to be something out of a storybook. Now, the defense, when you look at Tennessee, they do have some solid players overall. You've got Azeez Al-Shaair, your linebacker, leading the team with 62 tackles, with Jack Gibbons behind him with 49 on the year. When you look at sacks as a team, they've gotten 15, so not too bad. Danico Autry's got 4, with Jeffrey Simmons and Arden Key behind him, with each of those guys getting 2.5. Sean Murphy Bunting, your corner, leading your team in terms of passes defended as well as interceptions. He's got 4 passes knocked down and 1 INT. Only gotten 2 interceptions on the year due to the Titans. And just looking at this matchup, when you look at the yards allowed, Vincent, Atlanta's only given up a little bit under 300. Meanwhile, the Titans are giving up 358 yards per game. 256 in the passing game, 102 in the running game. So just whatever has happened this year for the Titans, it has just not worked out, whether on offense or on defense. This team has just definitely, I think, not met their expectations so far in the 2023 campaign. What can the Titans do to maybe get back on track this weekend, though?
I'm going to say this about the Tennessee Titans. Ryan Tannehill came into the season as a starting quarterback. I thought the Titans basically – will go another direction. They did. They drafted Will Levis in the 2nd round. They had Malik Willis on the roster from last season. Guy they drafted a couple of seasons ago. He hasn't panned out. The important aspect to a football team, Logan, is when your quarterback doesn't play well, then your football team is not going to be well. And you're looking at a Titans team that had relied on Derrick Henry being what almost 80, 90% of their offense over the last few years. He's injured. Then you look at the Titans, what they did, what on Tuesday, they traded probably their best player, Kevin Barnard, to the Eagles. And then you're looking at what they got outside at the wide receiver position. You brought up DeAndre Hopkins. I'm giving you credit today, young man. I forgot he was even with the Titans.
A lot of people did.
To be honest, I thank you for that, my brother. The young man from Douglasville, Georgia, by way of Alexander High School. Then I forgot that guy, Treylon Burks, who was an outstanding player at a school I attended, the University of Arkansas. So I can honestly say the Titans are in a rebuilt mood. This is a very winnable game for the Falcons. Mike Vrabel, he's going with Will Levis. Now, Will Levis is a very interesting character. Remember him last year at the draft where he had to sit in and didn't get drafted in the first round. He went home and then got the phone call in the second round. A lot of people saying he was very cocky leading up to the draft process. And to be honest with you, I like what he done at Kentucky. To be honest with you, I think he's a player. Big game for him on Sunday because you can't go but one way up because Malik Willis, no disrespect to you, Malik, you just have not got the job done in Tennessee, my man. So the doors are open for Will Levis. You got some good receivers out front. Hopefully Derrick Henry is, what, 60, 70% healthy? And the Titans should be a very good football team coming into Saturday with Will Levis under the center. Hopefully. It's a changing time in Nashville. And sometimes when you look at what's happening is you got to make a move. It's going to be very interesting to see how Will Levis plays on Sunday. And all I can say is this is a very winnable game for the Atlanta Falcons. It should be no problem that you should win this football game.
Yes, sir. Well said. I think that the Falcons, like you said, this is a prime opportunity to win this game. I think, like I say, you've won two of your last three. Hopefully you're building some momentum. Hopefully Bijan Robinson is back out there fully healthy after not playing a whole lot last week due to, it looks like, some headaches. So hopefully he took some Advil and he's good to go this weekend. And we'll see what Desmond Ridder can do, Vincent. Let's see if, what kind of a game he's going to have. And also, we just want to give another shout-out to Youngway Koo, a guy who I know we don't talk a whole lot about special teams here on the program, but, man, since he's been in Atlanta, I mean, he has just been lights out. It is very rare to see him miss, and he's hit many, many clutch field goals for the Falcons to give them a lot of wins over the past few seasons. So, like I said, he got the win last week, and we'll see what he can do this upcoming week. But with that being said, my final prediction for this one, Mr. Turner, give me the Atlanta Falcons getting the win in this one. I'll go to the Atlanta Falcons 28. I'll go to the Tennessee Titans 14. Your final score.
Hey, it should be an easy, wonderful football game for the Atlanta Falcons. I'm going with the Falcons 24, the Titans 10.
All right. We'll see what happens this upcoming weekend. Once again, Mr. Football, appreciate you coming on, talking some NFL action with me. I've been your host and producer, Logan Landers. Enjoy the rest of your nights, everyone. Enjoy your weekends, and we'll talk to you again on another live.